Let's go to the world of news. And hi, Stephanie. Stephanie Smale's back with us.
It has been what seems like months, maybe years of conjecture, heated debate and negotiations. The Brexit deal has been voted down. It was a heavy defeat with 432 votes to 202.
The ayes to the right, 202. Ooh. The noes to the left, 432. Wow.
So the question is, what happens now? As the moment of truth drew closer, Theresa May herself outlined the options if the vote failed.
First, we could decide it's all too difficult and give up, either by revoking Article 50 or passing the back buck to the British people in a second referendum. But I believe we have a duty to deliver on the democratic decision of the British people. And to do so in a way that brings our country together. A second referendum would lead instead to further division. There'd be no agreement to the question, let alone the answer. It would say to the people we were elected to serve that we were unwilling to do what they had instructed.
Theresa May told the Parliament before that vote that the second option is to leave on March the 29th without a deal. Now, she's been saying all along that that's not what the British people voted for, that they expected an ongoing trade relationship with the European Union that was best for business, and that this no deal means no gradual rollout. Essentially, they'll fall off a cliff on March the 29th. She also told Parliament her deal did deliver the best option for security. Obviously, that's been voted down. Now, another crucial aspect of this vote fail is Jeremy Corbyn's ongoing threats, the opposition leader's ongoing threats to table a vote of no confidence, which would lead to a general election. So she addressed that directly before the vote.
And at the end of a general election, whatever the result, the choices facing us will not have changed. It will still be no Brexit, leaving with no deal, or leaving with a deal. And there's no guarantee that an election would make the parliamentary arithmetic any easier. All it would gain is two more months of uncertainty and division. Now, some suggest there's a fourth option, to agree that we should leave with a deal on the 29th of March, but to vote this deal down in the hope of going back to Brussels again and negotiating an alternative deal. But no such alternative deal exists. The political declaration sets the framework for the future relationship, and the next phase of negotiations will be our chance to shape that relationship. But we cannot begin those talks unless or until we agree the terms of our withdrawal.
So absolute political turmoil in the UK now. We should outline that despite heavy criticism from the opposition and Theresa May's own side of politics, she does still have supporters in her ranks. The Attorney General, Geoffrey Cox, spoke before the vote in the Parliament. He outlined the issues for business if the vote failed, which it did.
If you were a litigant in a court, if you were dependent upon having concluded a contract on the basis of EU law, and you found yourself suddenly with the rug pulled from under you, not knowing what your legal obligations would be, you would say to this House, what are you playing at? What are you doing? You are not children in the playground, you are legislators.
So these are all the issues now facing the UK after that vote failed with an outcome of 432 to 202 defeat.
Momentous day in British politics. Thanks very much. Stephanie Smale will be back with us after 7:30 with more headlines. And we'll keep bringing you all the reaction to this vote. We'll be heading to Europe after 7:30 as well.